Morning wake up here at 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, the place to join online. We've been doing continuing conversation about the investigation post-audit with Eaton County and their Regional Education Services Agency, better known as RESA. This is kind of where the money funnels through to various school districts across the county, and there's no doubt there's been a lot of sturm and drang that has ended up recently with leaving the district, the superintendent, Christine Beardsley, under fire. She was paid on put on paid administrative leave this past April. There were some financial allegations that were raised in an audit that was put forth a year ago, just about a year ago, maybe a little over a year ago at this time. Well, they've come to a settlement with Ms. Beardsley, and the terms of that settlement haven't been released, but what's gone on behind the scenes has been probably as interesting as what may be in that document. Joining us this morning to discuss, one of the board members for Eaton RESA, and we're talking to Sarah Clark Pearson. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you are the newest board member. You're a CPA, you're a lawyer, you work with State Department of Treasury here in Michigan, and you came on the board, and there were some things you saw that perplexed you. Would that be a good way to put it?
That would be a good way to put it. I came on the board on March 18th to fill a vacancy. And before I get on a board, I always read their financial audit and their what we call a single audit, which is an audit of federal grants, and their management letter. And I saw in that letter, and I also read the past board minutes, and I saw that the that it was it raised some serious concerns because it, I don't think I've ever seen it on a board, and I've been on a lot of public boards over the last 20 years. And it said that there were two material weaknesses in their internal controls, and one of which was that the financial reports couldn't be relied upon to manage their federal grants. That is an astonishingly serious finding. And then there were some significant findings after as well. Significant is actually a term of art in the audit world. So, and then I went and I read all the surrounding intermediate school district RESA reports just to see if it's sort of an industry problem. And it wasn't. No one else had anything comparable to that.
Has there been, so you, in my understanding correctly, you came on the board, you've been on the board maybe a month, and you helped, or you were responsible for initiating this investigation that took place.
Yes, I was the one that initiated it.
How did that go over
with the other board members?
Yes.
Rather mixed reactions. None of them ever called or talked to me about it, but I know that at least since I was filling a vacancy, I had to run for re-election on June 1st, and that is done by the five constituent districts, and actually a sixth one that had 10 kids in it, and they each send an elector. And I actually lost my first round of in the election in a 3-3 tie with the three smallest jurisdictions, Potterville, Maple Valley, and the Oneida District Strange School, voting to not supporting me. So I actually, and I believe it was primarily because I had instigated the investigation, which had not yet been completed.
And let's make clear to the listeners that you're also a member of the Grand Ledge School Board. You have been for a long time, elected there under popular vote. By people,
that's right.
Correct? Okay. So it's unique how it works. It's not identical to every either intermediate district or how this works in different counties. So the counties have different it's unique there. So this takes place. She's out. You can't talk about the severance that you have as a board agreed to, but you personally disagreed and voted no.
That's right. I did state my reasons at the time of the vote, and that was that based on the strength of the investigation report that came out, and on the counts that were listed in the, and I call them counts. That's sort of an informal term, actually.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
What we do is a person is entitled to due process, and so this July 16th, we were supposed to have, for Dr. Beardsley, a due process termination hearing, which is she has a right to come into a closed session and answer the essentially the counts or the items that we were listing against her. And I thought, based on the strength of the investigation and the sort of comprehensive nature of the of what I call the counts or the items that would be involved in a termination hearing, that we did not need to settle this matter, that we should have gone to a hearing. And I believe that the payout of approximately $128,000, that's total. That includes FICA and retirement and health care and all of that. But that $128,000 was a disservice to the taxpayers.
So you feel like Eden Reese had paid too much?
I thought so. That's why I voted no.
Has the board done in the past, based on what you see, has there been proper oversight and due diligence, or is there something lacking?
Well, I can't go into what was in the report, but I can say that anyone can read the audit, which was for the year that ended June 30th of 2014, and is on our website under the transparency section. And that audit, if you read the single audit, which is the federal audit that requires an internal control review, internal controls are they're how an organization makes sure that their financial reports accurately reflect the financial condition of the organization. And if you read that, or when you compare it to other ERISAs, you will see an intermediate school district that very unusual to have material weaknesses. Those are the worst thing that you can get.
That equals a financial mess, doesn't it?
I would say it does. I mean, what it actually says in it, that the material weakness was such that the people who were managing the federal grants, the directors of our programs, were unable to properly monitor them because they could not rely upon the financial statements.
Is it just bad management, or because that happens, or is it deliberate oversight, lack of oversight, or is there anything worse? I mean, could there be any charges coming out of this?
Well, I can't touch on anything that was in the report, so I can only speak to what the public can see. But that management, one of the things that an auditor always has to look at is what we call tone at the top, and it is internal controls are emanate from the top, and the management sets the tone, and is ultimately responsible for what happens in an audit. Now, the audit, by the way, came out with what we call, used to be called unqualified, it's now an unmodified report, which means that it was a clean audit. And it's a little odd to get a clean audit when you have material weaknesses, but the auditor reconstructed our financial statements and then audited them, which would, of course, be done after the close of the year, so they were fairly useless reports during the year.
All right, Sarah Clark Pearson, she comes on the board for Eaton Reese in March. Within a month, she initiates, triggers an investigation that targets the superintendent. The superintendent is on leave. The superintendent's now out. A severance package has been agreed to. Sarah Clark Pearson survives a June vote that goes around to a second vote round with her own board position with Eaton Reese, and joins us now to discuss. Well, it's been an interesting few months, has it not?
Well, it has. I'm sure that the employees and the children that we serve would rather it not be so interesting.
Sure, I understand, and I do appreciate you coming on here. I doubt that this is the end of it. In fact, I think it's a comma, not a period. But we will hopefully visit with you again. Very much appreciate your information on this, and look forward to chatting with you again, Sarah.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate that on behalf of the taxpayers that you're taking an interest, and on behalf of our kids. Thanks.
Believe me, we do take an interest. And again, thanks to you for being on the show. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll have more coming up. There it is, and thereby hangs a tale, as we like to say, here on 1320 WILS.